Well, when some years ago in Nairobi, in Africa, they were building a railroad station, they had the roof over their heads, and a man-eating lion came around and tried to get at those men that were working on the inside. He was trying to scratch up that, pull up that tin roof, and they didn't know what to do. They were caught right in a trap, like a mouse in a trap, and they couldn't escape. But they had a telegraph instrument there, and so they telegraphed, "Please send us some hunters." And presently, a railroad car came along with three British hunters. You know, they're the best shots in the world, the British. And so they came to kill this lion, and they were supposed to watch all night at intervals. One would take 2 hours, another one 2 hours, and so on. And so here they were ready to defend these people from this man-eating lion. And the fattest of them was sitting on the steps of this railroad car with his gun across his knees, and he went to sleep, and the lion came and ate him up. And next day they found the watch chain. That was all that was left of the British hunter. Because he went to sleep. I wonder what's going to be found of you tomorrow. I really like to know, because the devil as a roaring lion is on the job. And he knows who is awake, and he knows who's asleep, and he gets those that are asleep, and oh, how many he gets. And they don't know it. They're asleep. They wake up in the stomach of the lion, perhaps.